Welcome to the talk, The Future of Bass. My name is Peter Kovac, or Petko. In this talk, I will talk about bass. And the first question we have to clarify is why we talk about at all about bass. Then I will have a look, go with you through the elements, what they provide at this time, and describing them a bit, just an assessment, what we have. Then I want to talk a little bit what enterprise data tools do. There I want to talk about what they do in terms of data integration, data modeling, reporting, and I want to give a look out about big data, predictive analytics, or AI. We will only talk about this high level, mainly because of each of these topics you can do a lot of talks. There's a lot of details that have to be thought about, and each is a full full expertise field on its own, way beyond the scope. But I just want to give you an idea what is done in the enterprise, which is my work for, or has been my work for 12 years. And in the end, I want to give my thoughts about what we could possibly do and in which direction we can flow for further discussions that go beyond, that we take on after this talk in the second phase or on dev list or wherever. Maybe we do even more talks about how this could look like and make mock-ups and stuff like that. Which brings us to why we talk about it. In my opinion, bass has never been the focus as of Kalk, Writer, or Impress. They're not as widely used. They're only for special people who have the need for something like this. Bass is addressing how to connect to a database and use it for your office work, for the creation of content, but that in a way which is not always transparent. For me, it has always the feeling of power users. When I come across that people use Access, Base, or something like that, it's always someone who didn't want to go, at least in an enterprise context, who didn't get what he needed from the IT and he had to do it by himself, or the team had to do it, and they had to integrate that with the documentation or the normal work they had to do it. So that's the usual use case I see Base used in my business career. And when we look at Base, you will, I have the simple impression it's not what you see is what you get. It's something for people who understand what they're doing, even self-learned or business context learned or wherever they got that knowledge. They know how to do it, what they do it, but the tool itself is not representing them. And the talk here is about setting a route that people get what you see is what you get, because that is what Open Office is all about. We place the content of the targets. If you look at Writer, we help them to see the end product they will provide. If you look at Kalk, it's an easy way to mesh up numbers in a quick, fast way. if he could do that in base, I think base would have will win a lot, yeah? Or if you look at Impress, it's also how to present stuff, yeah? And this is why I want to talk this talk, to brainstorm, to have a starting point for future discussions, for brainstorming, to get on a journey where we improve the base design into something that people want to use, and not just having big times of learning, but they see what they have, what the potential is, and they can just figure it out by themselves. Yeah, I mean, it's still a complicated topic, and they still have to learn a lot, but the tool is actually better helping them than it's helping them today. Yeah, and to get that, I mean, we need to have those in the boat who deploy it, and we need or who make the work. We have to get those in the boat who already used the tool and are more or less happy about it, and we have to get those in the tool in the box or in the boat which are not using the tools but want to get into the boat. And you have, especially those people who use it, will come up with ideas, but they have to, in my point, it's one thing to have great ideas, and another thing, you need a concept, yeah? And I think base doesn't have a real concept, it's just putting stuff together in a convenient way, yeah? So it's a bad, it's a starting point, but it could be much better, yeah? And that's why I want to take a short look at base itself. Let's go high level, yeah? We can create tables with it in a rational model. Yeah, it's not graphic database, or we cannot do lookup tables, stuff like that. It's not seen. We can do queries, what we call queries, where you can add data together with what you need, maybe in a report or something else. But it's tabular. The design element is tabular designer, which is filling out an Excel sheet, if you want to express it, something like that. Or you go for an SQL editor, which is coding. Yeah, both are not very what you see is what you get, basically. Yeah. Forms, we have a UI designer, which is very beautiful, basic, but has its, in my opinion, is not so clear how to link the UI designer with the table. I mean, people who figured that out will use it great. I think this is the best tool we offer at the moment in this section. We have, again, some sort of wizard, as we have with the tables, you know. Reports, we have only a wizard. I'm aware that there is the report designer, which is an extension currently, even if it's in our stomach, yeah, if it's part of the core, but it's still an extension, and I think maybe it should be an extension. The question is if it's smart to go this way. I think people might need it, but it's not you for use of for everyone. And I think it's a good thing at all that we have a more modular system, and we should go into more modularizing our features, yeah, for different reasons. But this is an other talk. However, I did not look at it. I don't know how it looks like, and I think it's not ready, or it's still in the reshaping stuff. Mechthild can talk about that maybe a little bit more. But still, we only have a wizard, which is not GUI style. We have an extension that is maybe more GUI style. What you see is what you get is your key. Yeah. So, look at the creation table. I mean, queries did look the same for me when I just toggle, when I took the screen save, so I put them in the same slide. You have on the top a modeling view, which will tell you the model, but the main feature is the table on the bottom. Yeah. And we have again here on the left side a wizard that should help you to set things up. In general, we have lots of wizards in base. If you look at the creating forms at the UI designer, we see it looks very similar to those applications like Writer, like a specialist form of Impress or something like. We have on the right side the site pane. We have menu bars that are on the top, on the side, and on the bottom, and we can just drag our elements in and have it. As I said before, I think once you have this element on the frame, linking to a table and setting the form up is not so easy, could be better, but I think we are here on a very good range. Yeah, basically this is what I would assume that every tool looks more less like. Yeah, you have always the side pane on the right side, you have some menu points that help you, and you have some working place where you have a graphical representation of what you need to do. Report, as I said before, we have just this wizard, and you have to select base, and then you have to select, oh, I want to do a report. But if you don't know what's going on, you select the wizard, but you need a table first. Yeah, I think there's lots of it's already a little bit guided, but it's like a big menu. Yeah, maybe we can improve on that setup or too. Yeah, to guide people better through the process and setting the things up or maintaining the stuff. If you look at the professional or enterprise tools, it comes clear that those tools usually put people into roles. Yeah, there's the reporting specialist, there's the data specialist, there's the data modeler. They usually have today different names, but basically that's the roles they always dividing into. And sometimes you do not have a data modeler, but you have the data modeling is done by the data expert, or but seldom of the report expert, you know, stuff like that. And the enterprise tools usually go into graphical representation stuff. So what do I mean by that? You have not so much wizards. You have, or in only in very special cases, if you click on a certain element on your graphical representation, you call a wizard, which is presenting you something where you can configure this element, yeah, and then you go back into the overview, into your representation, yeah. Then you often have elements that are influenced by the data you have. You usually need the data first, and then you can do stuff. But the elements you can do with automatically adjust to the data you have, and then you just click, oh, I want this field, I want that field, you know, I want this element, that element, and you just can on the fly edit those stuff. I think this is, and this makes it for a lot of people very easy to access, even if the picture is abstract stuff. Yeah, then you have only to tell them, or you have only to learn how the representation works with your reality, and they already frame you in some sort of thinking. And the tools usually narrow your methodology or what you can do down to something that has proven usable for the last 30 years. Yeah, I mean, this topic is not new. Data handling or data integration. So when we need data, we use a wizard at the moment. The professional tools use today mostly GUI. So if you set up some modern tool, then you have always a GUI where you have a flow representation of the data. Yeah, if we call it whatever you call it, but you usually set up elements for loading data into the application, then for elements that you where you have to transform, so you extract, transform the data, where you tell, okay, I don't, this is a data, this is a date, and in order to load this date from the CSV file, please use that schema or that pattern to transform this. Yeah, and then you get your day since 1960, which Excel calculus, you know, stuff like that. Or you have this load element where you say, oh, put me the data into a table, into calc form, for example. Yeah, and then you have a simple macro that can fill your stuff, yeah, just at the run, at the side node, yeah. And those tools usually are able to handle more than just tables. And if you can do something like simple like this, it would be awesome. I think this would be really, really awesome if you could do some, you know, some simple macro that is built on graphical basics and understanding, and not so much on coding styles. I mean, we have to see it, the users who do it, yeah. The next thing usually happens is the reporting tools. When you want to go into graphical representations of your numbers, there are two main designs that are used. The one is flat tables, which are seen here. Where you see each row has a number, so I can reference it, and then I have the names, and you see they're doubling because the Peter works at home and at work. He works in Berlin all the time, but Lindsay, for example, just not work on home and work, but travels also and she works in Moscow and Europe. You have a lot of duplication of text, and then you have your KPIs, whatever they are. And the other one is a snowflake or star model, which is a compromise between technical needs and your simple to use reporting. Yeah. So what you do is you basically take this table, remove all the strings and put numbers in. Yeah. So that's what you do. That's in a very simple way explained. And in this one, yeah, you get a table where a database can store it with a small amount of numbers. Numbers are very small. So you save a lot of disk space. You can calculate if you have to aggregate, if you want to know how much, if this is sales stuff, yeah, how much Peter have sold in the last in the reporting amount. You just can do a simple sum up, you know, and you really get fast data. This could be slower, yeah. The flat tables could be slower. They're more convenient for the the flat table is more what you see, what you get. This is less so, and there are even other ideology that even are more or less what you see is what you get, but this is the star model is usually a compromise, and it works quite well with reportings, with graphics, because you can just put the numbers in. So the table is this one, and the axes are used by, you can select these tables here, yeah. And then you can do stuff like, yeah, you have an English, you have an English word, you have a Polish word, you know, because you can extend that table, yeah, and then you can have some translation, what we do in Poodle, basically. So if you look at big data, there are usually no good UI tools, yeah, especially if you really, really look at the modern big data. AI, predictive analytics, modeling, scoring, stuff like that, often done in special tools, special paradigmas, statistics, and very quickly you end up with Python, Julia, ZAS, R, S, and maybe Mathematica, which I think, I'm not sure, but I have never seen that. Yeah, so big data is really coding, and we have a very good coding platform. We have Python already, which is a good base. ZAS and R is going away, I think, but Julia is the new shit. Or the next big thing, let's put it that way. And we can enter that also like we can enter other language. If we want to do big data, Julia is a good way to go for, I think, in my opinion. Yeah. Which brings us to the last, where we can go. Yeah, we can enter more languages to have a better big data add-in. But before we do that, I think we need to talk about making data as such really simple, accessible, really good, finding really good representations, how we get users that use OpenOffice to understand what it's evolved, and for them easy to get into this stuff, yeah. And it's not about which database is used or stuff like that. It's really representation, showing the basic stuff in a graphical way, so and have a guidance through the work without going through wizards that align, or that have a wizard can only have a certain use case. Yeah, It's not the it's probably most of the time the use case a use case that the user can work with, but if you get too far away, the wizard will be too difficult to set up because you already have to know what you want at the time where the wizard kicks in. And if you have it in a graphical way, you may have a better way in figuring out what you want, and if the tool helps you in a graphical way, then it will give you the it will lead better, I think, to good products. Yeah. Also, integration of our good products that we have in a better way is also something we should target at. So, if you have a table where you have data and you want to do a report on it, and you open up, you link in the data and you open up the Impress to have a simple way to pull the data from the table, from the database into your document and not have to code a lot. You can do everything in a graphical way by both tools having a strong interaction. This would be also awesome. And I think we cannot do this as an extension. Yeah, because the data exchange is underlying of both tools. Yeah, the one is providing the stuff and the other one is consuming the data. The same goes for Word or Writer or Calc. Yeah, to be able to use Calc as a data inspection tool, yeah, where you can say, oh, I see, let's say in the side pane I see the tables and I can just click on it and Calc will represent, and you can write on the top somehow in the top row you can write your formula and it will calculate that stuff, you know, for every value below. This would be awesome, and it's really simple for users to use because it's similar to what they know. Yeah. And the table view already goes into that direction, but is really, really basic there. Yeah. How we can do it, I don't know. We need to discuss it. We need to set a vision, and we need to set the future. I hope you liked that talk. I hope you enjoyed the ideas, and I hope you are starting to think how we can do this. Yeah, and if we have an idea, and if you have a better idea, what sounds good, what doesn't sound good, what is accepted and what is not accepted, we can look at the implementation and take it step by step. Again, as I said in the beginning, this is nothing for the next release. More about the way to go, yeah? Gathering a vision and an idea. And in that sense, thank you for your patience and your attention, and I wish you nice discussion. Thanks. Bye.